My topic is real estate and how it relates to trust. Some of the topics in my paper relate specifically to special needs, while others are more just comments about any kind of trust that y'all do. So as you go through it, really pay attention to whether it's appropriate in your specific trust or not. And it's divided, my paper's divided into two parts. The part that I call the non-fun part at all, because it's the statutory part and it's very boring. And then the fun part, because that's where all your crazy clients come in and go, I have this situation, what do I do? And so that's a very practical part, and that's a lot more fun. So let me get the non-fun part out of the way first, and then we can go to the good stuff. It was really funny when I started writing the paper that I had a title company call me. We had just done a deed for them. And it was to, the buyer was a particular trust, and I did my deed to so-and-so, trustee of ABC Trust. And the title company called and said, could you please change this and make it directly to the trust and not the trustee? And I said, no. I said, I don't know why, I can't remember, but no, I'll tell you in about 3 months when I write my paper. So I sent them a copy of my paper the other day so they would know why I was not conveying it directly to a trust. And the reason you don't is because a trust is a relationship between people and assets. If you don't have a trustee, you cannot have a trust. Same thing with a beneficiary. If there's no beneficiary, there's no trust. So the trust itself, even though it may have a specific ID number, it may have a specific bank account, it is not a standalone entity. You must have that trustee that runs that trust. And of course, as all of you know, you've got three main players. You have the grantor, or the settlor, you have the trustee who manages the trust, and then you have the beneficiary who's the recipient of that trust.